mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your government, foreign governments, Bayer and others, knowingly tainted blood for over a decade after they knew it had AIDS in it. Hundreds of thousands, conservative estimates, 1 million is the liberal estimate. And I went into a huge rant last hour. It just shows the mentality of these elites who've lost, who've gotten totally decadent. They make Roman emperors in the decline, you know, around 300, 400 A.D. look like choir boys. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was number two of the Department of Treasury, credited as being the father of Reaganomics, a staunch advocate of free market and liberty in our republic, an enemy of the neocons, joined us last week. He's with us the full hour today. And we have done no pre-interview. I just told him before we started the show, talk about whatever's near and dear to his heart, and then at the bottom of the hour, we'll open the phones up for calls. Dr. Roberts, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex, glad to be with you again.
What is near and dear to you? What do you think's most important?
Oh, that's hard to know, Alex. I think some of the things we could talk about is the hardened opinion of the American government and their supporters that no other country has a right to any interest that might conflict with ours, that every country's interest has to dovetail with that of the United States, or they will be attacked or intimidated or somehow forced to fall in line with our interests. I think this is at the heart of the whole neocon mentality, and it's the heart of the Bush administration. And, of course, it's a program for war, endless war, and it makes us the tyrant country. Everyone looks at the United States and sees that we assume that nobody has any rights but us. And if they dare to disagree or do something we don't like, then we set them up for attack or sanctions or whatever. And so the end result of this, Alex, I think, is the world more or less unites against us. And then we find that we're not powerful, that we're isolated, and we have no soft power, and things quit working out for us, even in compromise.
But isn't there a lie, Dr. Roberts, that underlies all of that? The average good old boy driving around with W stickers, who doesn't even know that Bush isn't a conservative, they think they're getting something out of the empire. They think they're getting power out of it. They think they're somehow part of it. In this new empire, we're going to be some of the biggest slaves here in the U.S. I mean, all the indicators, all the actions are there. So isn't it a fraud that the neocon interest are the American people's interest? Aren't their interests really the opposite of our interest?
Well, yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. The citizens of any empire are turned into subjects. I mean, just look at Rome. You know, Roman citizens became subjects, and no one was safe. Not the senators even, no one. So that's exactly true. There's nothing about the Bush regime that's compatible with the traditional American political system, where there's a separation of powers, there's respect for civil liberties. All that has just been pitched out the window on the grounds that we're under attack by terrorists and we have to have all these powers to deal with terrorists. So I think the neocon ideology is just extraordinarily dangerous. I've said many times that the neocons are far greater danger to Americans than even Muslim terrorists.
Well, Bob Barr, Ron Paul, others have said that even if we believe the false terror paradigm of supposedly who's behind it, we know the neocons are, that even if we believe their preset notion that it's Muslims, that even in that false reality, the neocons are a bigger threat. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, talking about a host of issues, a great political mind. And we'll also be taking your phone calls later at 800-259-9231.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before we go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who we're honored to have with us live on this Wednesday, the 12th day of July 2006, the big news, I had the award-winning director of Slacker, Dazed and Confused, School of Rock, Waking Life, a bunch of other films on with us before sunset, after sunset. Richard Linklater, a good personal friend of mine from Austin, Texas. I didn't ask him to get into 9/11. I didn't ask him to get into how he woke up a few months ago, Bruce Willis. And he just brought it all up yesterday about 9/11 and handing out my inside job videos and how Bruce Willis saw a copy of it on the set of Fast Food Nation that comes out in the autumn and woke up. And we had the former Marine Corps historian, he was also former Assistant Deputy Secretary of Defense, come on without prompting and say 9/11's a dog that doesn't hunt, that the official story is a conspiracy theory. Last week, we also had on the show, and this is very important, the reason I'm bringing this up now is I'll forget to, and it's so incredible, the head of the largest victims family group of 9/11 victims, the folks that sued Saudi Arabia and James Baker blocked it, and he said, without a doubt, all the evidence shows 9/11 is an inside job. Someone talks about the Bruce Willis story and the Richard Linklater story some in the next hour. And then the last half hour, we got the Loose Change Boys coming on again, talking about their final editions coming up here in a few months and some of the things they're doing. But I raise that point before we get back into this decline of the U.S. for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who clearly on record has said the official story is a fraud. Dr. Roberts, is it encouraging to just see a snowball of prominent people questioning 9/11?
Yes, it is. And I think in the end of May, there was a Zogby poll that showed almost as many Americans disbelieve the official account as believed it. And I thought that was a very interesting thing, because they really no source of information, you know, other than some shows like yours or some internet sites like the 9/11 Scholar site, to find that almost as many people, in fact, more people either disbelieve the official story of 9/11 or are unsure about it than believe it. So there's not a majority of Americans at the end of May who, according to the Zagi poll, believe the 9/11 official story. And I think that's remarkable, given that there's no discussion of it in any of the so-called mainstream media, on the television or in the newspapers. So somehow they're skeptical, even though the propaganda is entirely to convince them that this was done by a few terrorists operating out of a cave in Afghanistan. So I find that even more encouraging than the prominent people coming over. I think it's as I've said before on your show, that the official count is not believable. The real mystery is why the government has been able to get away with it, and why more physicists haven't said, well, this account is not plausible, it's not conceivable that these buildings fell in the way that the 9/11 Commission report says. And as I may have said before on your show, the answer probably is that most physicists operate on government grants, and they can afford to put their career on the line by taking a stance that would be so different from the government's explanation. But we do know the buildings fell. We know somebody did it, and we don't know who did it. And I don't think the explanation that they fell because they were hit by two airplanes can possibly be correct. So whether we ever get to the bottom of it, I don't know. It's a very audacious government, because just as there's a lot of evidence to discredit the 9/11 Commission report, there's a tremendous amount of evidence, apparently, that that the Republicans stole the 2004 election. In today's Columbus Free Press, which is a mainstream-type newspaper, Michael Parenti goes through all the evidence that the election was stolen. And I think the most powerful evidence is that the exit polls showed that Kerry won by 53-47. There was tremendous new registration of Democratic voters. And yet, in all the states that had those electronic touch voting machines, which are made by Republican firms and programmed by Republican operatives and have no paper trail, in every state that used those, the actual election results were totally different from the exit polls. But not in other states. The exit polls have always been highly reliable, and they're used to judge the fairness of elections around the world. You know, when we send people to watch the elections and judge the fairness. So for the first time in the United States, or anywhere, I suppose, the exit polls gave false readings, but only in the states that had these Republican electronic voting machines. And there are so many anomalies having to do with that. For example, some Republican districts would show an impossibly high turnout of 98%, and then where Democratic districts would have a low turnout of 7%. Well, these aren't believable, are they? There were some states where Republican candidates, three of them, won by exactly the same vote count, exactly the same amount of votes. That's statistically impossible. So there are a whole number of these things. You might want to talk about that on one of your shows. You pulled that article today, Michael Parenti, and look at this. So if they can steal an election in front of everybody, they can do just about anything. They can be behind the 9/11 attack. They can steal the next election. See, no one expects the Republicans to do well this fall because of the war, because of Bush's big spending, because he's increasingly regarded as the worst president ever, and all of that. And yet, they can steal the election because there's no check on how they program these machines. The machines may simply be programmed out of five votes, count three Republicans.
Well, we've just had Republican operatives plead guilty under White House authorization to be jamming Democratic phone banks. I mean, sir, in the past, I've been covering and following elections only 12 years. I'm a novice compared to people like yourself who've been in government so long and in and out of government. But, I mean, I remember in the past, if somebody was winning in major respected polls by 15%, they were going to win. And if they were, going to lose, it would be, you would see it from the start of the returns coming in. Now, from Mexico to Ohio to all over the world where these machines go in, or where these controllers are in place, somebody will be 15, 10, 12, sometimes 18 points ahead, and then magically, an hour before the polls close, or an hour before they stop counting, suddenly 1,000-1, 500-1, all these returns will come in. I mean, it's so obvious, and we've had Diebold executives, engineers go public and say it's designed to be hacked, it's a fraud. Then they say you're not allowed to have recounts or go look inside the box and see how the system works.
I think we agree. It's they're stealing the elections. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And that shows the boldness. I mean, is that part and parcel of
the boldness? Right. You know, I've said before that we are faced with the brown shirt party. These are brown shirts. And it's power. Uber Alles. They want power regardless. They've got no morals, none at all. And they're power crazed, and they're not exactly what you would call intelligent people. And the positions they favor and the foreign policy positions are a danger not only to us but to the entire world. And I do think that we are in a serious situation, and that it's all because of 9/11, or the belief that 9/11 was due to a Muslim attack on America.
Well, the experts have looked at that. I mean, the way the government claims the attack took place is impossible. It's like saying that a swallow in my backyard is going to fly to Mars and back, and build a crystal cathedral on top of Santa's funhouse. I mean, it's like Chinese jet pilots from Mars. None of this has connection to any reality. And you brought up Roman emperors. I brought up Roman emperors in the earlier segment. And I studied Roman history to a small extent. And you look at the decline that last 400 years after Caesar became emperor, and look at what happened to him. And it got to where you'd have two, three different emperors, different general killing the Caesar every month to then be Caesar. It created a hellhole even for the elite. Smart elites throughout history, who I'm not even defending, were as you said...
No one was safe, Alec. That's true. But before we, what's really before us...
Well, I'm saying now that's happening here.
9/11 is the cloak. And in my opinion, they will continue to get away with whatever they want to do, whatever audacious move they want. They'll continue to do it and get away with it until the cloak of 9/11 falls away. And it's hard to see how it's going to fall away, because it would require, Professor Stephen Jones says, an independent commission of experts who are accustomed to physical laws, to explosives, to assessing evidence, and we're not going to get that out of them. So it may be they're just going to get to be more powerful because there's no check on their audacity.
And there's a lot of evil people that know that the neocons are wicked, and they've just decided to join them and serve them out of fear and greed. Dr.
Exactly.
Paul Greg Roberts, when we get back, let's talk about the minions. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Looking at examples throughout history of societies that have become corrupt and fallen into dictatorship of plutocracy, the economies fall apart, things get worse and worse, but the elite doesn't care in a tyranny because at least they're sitting on top of the palaces and really aren't connected to reality. And the neocons are openly declaring a dictatorship. I mean, that's official. They're openly declaring that they're above the law. And they're using the terror that they've generated as a pretext for control. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, where is this going, in your opinion, and how do we stop them?
Well, I don't know how to stop them. We, you know, people like you and I try to give information out. Some people are inclined to believe us, and some aren't. And some people are inclined to consider it and try to look into it and assess and make up their own minds. But even if we were to have a large majority of people agreeing with us, institutionally speaking, there doesn't seem to be anything, any way that they could show that decision, because the political parties don't represent them, and the Republicans can steal the elections.
Well, isn't that, Dr. Roberts, really the dichotomy, is that the people are waking up like never before, the corruption is more obvious than ever before, but the elites, not just the neocons, are so decadent now they don't care. I mean, let's shift gears. I know you're probably aware of the whole Bayer thing, and Red Cross was involved, Clinton was involved in Arkansas, knowing that it had HIV and hepatitis in it, packaging it, selling it, hundreds of thousands dying conservatively worldwide, and then they cover it up, know it has it in it, and keep selling it. I mean, to me, that's an indicator of just the lunacy.
Are you talking about the blood that was taken from prisoners?
Yes.
And given to the sent to the Canadians? That was some years ago.
Well, now it's broken nationally that it was even worse and global.
I wrote about it. I wrote about it years ago, I had seen enough evidence to be convinced it was true, so I wrote about it. And there was a flurry in Canada about it for a while, but it just all dropped out of the news. Nothing resulted.
Well, see, I mean, I talk about that as a case point example. These huge evil things can be going on right in front of us, and people went to jail in France and Australia over this, but the people that did it here in the U.S., it was on Scarborough Country 2 nights ago, the documents are now released where they knew it and did it on purpose, and they're not even getting in trouble.
Yeah, well, didn't surprise me. Accountability, there's not a whole lot of accountability, and it's random. And some people think that it only falls on the little people, and of course, it's easier for prosecutors to frame up little people, but they do the same thing to big people. Martha Stewart, she got it. Michael Milken got it. So it's not exactly a situation that there's elites and there's people.
Can you speak up, Doctor?
Yeah. I'm saying it's not exactly the case that it's the elites get scot-free.
Well, have you seen Syriana, which is based on true events, where the oil company head meets with the federal investigator and meets with the lawyer, and they say, listen, we got to burn somebody. So we know they occasionally have snacks kind of for public consumption.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's written any more than I have about the corruption of the criminal justice system. I'm convinced it's corrupt. But I think it's an independent development from the neocon coup. I mean, I think even if there were any neocons, the criminal justice system would still be corrupt.
Oh, exactly. I mean, this is just a petri dish or atmosphere where the neocons grow. That's the point I'm making, that in a tyranny, all these petty little Nazis set up shop. I don't think people understand that once you go into a criminal economy, it just keeps growing.
That's exactly right. Once that transformation is made, it's hard to come back. And what Americans need to understand is that the strength of their country is not what it used to be. After World War II, we were the only country that had any manufacturing capability, so we sort of sat supreme, and our currency was supreme as the world reserve currency. But that was 50 years ago, and in the years that have passed, we've lost so much manufacturing dominance, and we've created so many dollars that are floating all over the world, that we have eroded the acceptability of the dollar as world money. And when that goes, we won't be able to finance all the activities that the government has in mind and the neocons have in mind.
Stay there. We're going to come back and take calls. We'll let you finish up that thought about the plunge of the dollar, the controlled slide into the pit. 1-800-259-9231. Questions or comments for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We'll go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who I really appreciate spending time with us today. You can read his writings just by typing Dr. Paul Craig Roberts into Google or going to Infowars.com or LouRockwell.com or so many other sites that pick up and carry his great material, Rents.com. Before we go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I want to remind you my new film, Terror Storm, is out. Now, in a month or so, we'll have it out with the extras on it, which is going to be about 45 minutes of the 9/11 Neocon Symposium. The panel discussion out in L.A. and Charlie Sheen introducing myself and a few other little tidbits, some highlights. But don't wait. Get the film itself, the 114-minute film, a little under 2 hours long. Covers the history of government-sponsored terror, USS Liberty, Hitler, and Gliwice. It goes through a whole bunch of different issues. London bombing, we go to London. We go to Crawford to show the mindless neocons saying WMDs were found. We interview Ray McGovern and Stephen Jones and Cindy Sheehan and so many others, MI5 agents. It's an amazing film. I'm really proud of it. It's my best work. It's scored by a professional, you know, Hollywood scorer, Graham Reynolds, who scores major films. I mean, we've got professional graphics for this. I'm really proud of it. It really is my crowning achievement. The films get better and better, as many onlookers have said. So go to Infowars.com to order the emergency special edition, Terror Storm. I sign each copy just of this edition. Get Road to Tyranny, get Martial Law, get my other films while you're at it, The Order of Death. Again, at InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get the films and books. Ask them about the specials when you call 1-888-253-3139. This is how you support us. It's by getting the films, making copies, getting them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Or last but not least, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get all of my documentary films, all 15, high bandwidth, low bandwidth, download them, burn them, give them to people. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special reports all over the world, in-studio video interviews where we videotape the in-studio guest. It's a great deal, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, and that pays for our bandwidth and the webmasters. And the more comes in, the more people we hire, the more we do, the more we fight. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we're going to go to calls here in a moment, sir, but finish up your comment on the dollar. Why have they allowed it? Did they let it get out of control? What's the real policy? Bush has pretended in the last 5 years that he wants a weak dollar and that somehow is good. I mean, what's really behind this slide of the dollar?
Well, I think what's behind it, Alex, is just that we've been creating a tremendous number of them for decades, and other countries have caught up with us in technology and manufacturing capability. And their currencies are not flooding the world, but ours is. So we are in a relative manufacturing decline, following 30, 40 years of just flooding the world with dollars in red ink. You can't run consistent trade deficits for 20 years and huge budget deficits for most of that period without loading the world up with more dollars than they need. And it doesn't seem to most other countries that we have any way of bringing our trade into balance. So you see right now we couldn't even conduct the war in Iraq except that China lends us the money. So you're not a power if you can't go to war without having to borrow from another country or a potential adversary. I saw a poll the other day said most Americans thought that China was the biggest threat to America. So they're not very well clued in, I don't think. But if your biggest threat is your biggest banker, you're not in a very powerful position.
Yeah, that's a schizophrenia. But, well, we've got to kill the evil Arabs that have done nothing to us. Backing away from that for a second, sir, and I have studied this. I have read Bilderberg Group documents, CFR statements. I'm not just flying blind on this. This is the reality, and I want to get your take on it. The globalists, the Carol Quigleys of the world that wrote about how there's this elite that controls the left and the right, they helped set up the Soviets. They helped empower it. They let them run amok. They let them grab things. Meanwhile, the Rockefellers, the Arm & Hammers, own many of the factories. They made deals with those client states. And it seems now the U.S. is being used by the same global elite to use up its energy, to be the bad cop, to grab the land, to be the bully, while we're being debased and basically paying for it and being destroyed in the whole process. Meanwhile, all of our sustenance, all of our innards, is being transferred to these multinational global corporations that are not free market. And so in the process, they're using America to bring in the world government while at the same time shutting us up that after the world government structure is built, we will be imploded economically and blamed for the entire global crisis that leads into that. And, I mean, the New World Order has said that straight out. They have also said it between the lines. Your statement on, or your comment on my statement.
Well, Alex, I don't know. I don't agree with that because, first of all, the elites have too big a stake in America to see it lost by their own doing. Second, there's no way the New World Order is going to be able to impose anything on China or India. Or for that matter, Russia, and they're not going to go along. China's not going to go along with anything like that.
Well, by implode, I mean economically debase us so they can then consolidate even further. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, most of the wealth in central bank portfolios is U.S. dollar. So they don't gain from that. I don't go along. I think the only truth See, what Carol Quigley was saying was that the United States in the post-war period was trying to establish systems of rules that would work to our advantage and that would prevent future Hitlers and Stalins. I think people have jumped to too many conclusions from that and don't believe. I think our problem is different. I think our problem is inattention, hubris. We think we're supreme. The Soviet Union's gone. It's a unipolar world. We can do what we want.
So you think,
check on us.
You think the controllers of the empire have just gotten delusional and totally out of control?
Well, it's not even controllers of the empire. We've had a coup, a takeover by a bunch of policy wonks known as neoconservatives. They worked at it for several decades. They first infiltrated the conservative movement, then they annihilated the conservative movement. They are well connected to both political parties. They had some influence in Reagan. They had more influence in Clinton, and they totally dominate Bush. And they're dangerous because they are delusional, and they're full of hubris, and they will bring, they don't need any help from some Bilderbergs to wreck the country. And I don't think the Bilderbergs are behind it.
Well, the internal data does show that there is a huge split, and 70%+ of the Bilderbergs, for the first time ever in the last 4 years, there's been a split, and there's now cussing matches that went on up there in Ottawa at the hotel where they met a month ago. And so that does lend some credence to what you're saying, that the old line European elite and even some British elites are starting to panic, and we're now seeing that in the Financial Times of London and other bellwethers, that they are starting to panic. So you think that panic's real?
I do think I think it is real, and the polls show it, Alex. All the international polls show that the United States is regarded in every European country as the greatest threat to world stability. They don't think Iran is, or China, or Iraq, or Bin Laden. They think that Bush in the United States are the greatest threat to world stability. All the polls show, they poll them in Europe continually, and that's what the polls show. You find huge majorities who think Bush has made the world less safe. And I don't think that the Bilderbergs or the Council of Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission has any influence on Bush. It's a neocon thing. And the neocons are different. They're not.
Well, why do we see prominent CFR trilateral members out cheerleading and promoting it?
Well, because some of them are neocons. And because you have the liberal internationalists who are in favor also of interventions, like in Serbia. That was the liberal internationalists. And they believe in these interventions, but it's not got the same basis as the neocons, and so it's more likely to be amenable to some facts or to some restraint.
You know, is some of the neocon humor is starting to falter, though, that they're getting setbacks domestically and internationally at every turn?
What setbacks?
Oh, they're getting backed off and attacking Iran, at least for now. They're having major trouble in Eastern Europe. Domestically, they're having a lot of problems. Bush is now, the end of the Bush doctrine cover of Time magazine. He's having to cool a lot of his rhetoric.
Well, I don't know. If they can steal elections, they can control the government. And
let's take some calls.
The last one, there's nothing to stop them from stealing the November election.
No, I hear you.
We'll find out in November, Alex. We'll find out if the Republicans lose one or both houses, as you would expect, then we can say the system is still working and this constraints have moved in and they can't be as audacious as they were. But if the outcome of the elections is, again, vote reports that are totally inconsistent with exit polls, and the Republicans come out again in charge of the House and the Senate, then we'll know that it's basically over with.
Let's take some calls, sir. Well, I've got to jam a few calls in here.
Okay.
Let's talk to David in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Dr. Robert.
Hi.
This is slightly off topic, but close. I was interested in getting your take on the recent Supreme Court decision in Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, which appears to completely rebuke all of George Bush's war on terror scenario, the enemy combatant and all that. It appears that it's to reestablish the supremacy of the third Article 3 of the Geneva Convention.
Yes, I think that's very important, but the question is whether Bush will pay any attention to it. If he doesn't have to pay attention to statutory law, which he has said he doesn't have to pay any attention to, for example, the Foreign Surveillance Intelligence Act and the requirement that warrants go before a secret court, if he can ignore the federal court that he's required to go to for warrants to do all the spying that he admits he's doing, he can ignore a Supreme Court ruling. And the Supreme Court is like the Pope. It doesn't have any divisions. How does it enforce? And if Congress is not willing to enforce its own authority on Bush and is willing for Bush to ignore laws passed by Congress and to ignore public opinion, then who's going to make him obey a Supreme Court decision? That's, I think, up in the air. You have to keep in mind, too, that decision was written by an 86-year-old man. Now, how much longer is he going to be there to protect our civil liberties? All Bush has to do is put one more Federalist Society member on the court, and he'll rule the other way. So it was a very hopeful thing, but it may be a voice from the past.
Anything else, Dave?
Well, I was just going to say, Alex, I love it when you rant, man. Keep it up, because you're ranting for all of us.
I appreciate it. Let's talk to Rick in Ithaca. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, from your own description, I have an echo here, of the up in Northern California, I'm sorry, Bohemian Grove. You know, it seems like this is more than about just power and control and moving the agenda forward. It seems like there's some sort of, I hesitate to call it a religious aspect to the situation. So could perhaps some of the motivation be, you know, along the lines of wanting to bring about prophecy that they perceive in the Old or the New Testament, or move things forward to supposedly, I guess, they...
Well,
they,
I mean, a lot of elites are into astrology, into the occult. Throughout history, they're into weird things, and this is a decadent, nutty elite, and I've researched it, from Skull and Bones to Bohemian Grove. Many of your so-called Republican and Democratic leaders are a bunch of devil worshippers. Dr. Roberts?
Alex, he's talking about the
Christians,
evangelicals who believe in the rapture, and they have supported the war in Iraq because they believe that the war in the Middle East is the beginning of predicted events that lead to the rapture, and that they're going to be wafted up to heaven. So it's true that that has been a very important reason that the Christian evangelicals have supported Bush.
I know. My point is that I've studied the Republican leadership, and they're running around in red and black robes with male hookers, male porn stars, worshiping Moloch. I've been there, sir. I mean, my point is that Bush is not a real Christian. I love the Hollywood left. They'll tell, oh, you evil Christians. My point is Bush and these guys aren't real Christians. They're manipulating Christians. Do you agree with that?
I'm sure they're manipulating them. Yes, I'm sure. That's what politicians do. If you're for a balanced budget, they manipulate that. If you're for Social Security, they manipulate that. That's what they're experts at, is manipulation, and I'm sure they'll use anything that offers them support. And certainly the Christian evangelicals have been finding their way into the Republican camp for a number of years, and largely due to the aggressiveness of the left with issues that send Christians up the wall, you know, like homosexual marriage and abortion.
That's right. Wedge issues that at the end of the day the elite could care less about, so they'll throw Christians a bone on several issues and never really implement anything, and meanwhile the whole country goes to hell in a handbasket.
Exactly. That's the way it works. That's it.
Anything else, caller?
Yeah, I ended up meeting Erin Brockovich when she came here to Ithaca, and I asked her about her opinion about September 11th, and she didn't produce one. But she cannot be claimed to be ignorant of the argument about the topic. So hopefully she'll think about it.
Okay, thank you for the call. We're going to go ahead and try to jam another one in. Cliff in Idaho, quickly. Go ahead, Cliff.
Good morning there. How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Dr. Roberts, I want to say one thing about your ranting and raving first. Alex, it's good because I'll tell you what, most American men have lost their wavels in this country or they're turning into criminals themselves. Now, I want to ask Mr. Roberts a question and then I'll listen off the air. Just like you've been talking, you know, about the Bilderbergers kind of splitting in divisions and stuff like that and the CFR, and Mr. Roberts was just talking about Bush does just about what he wants to do and bypasses Congress. And the rest of the world is learning the truth about 9/11, and they're starting to hate our guts. Now, if Bush can't accomplish what he set out to do, you know, for the neocons, and he gets to a situation where these countries hate our you know, hate us so bad, if two or three of them go in together and attack us, I mean, you know, we got a problem. And I'll listen off here. I'd like to have
Okay, thank you. We'll let Dr. Roberts comment on that, take a few final calls. In the final segment with our guests, who I really appreciate joining us. Final segment, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Before this segment ends, I want to thank Dr. Roberts for joining us. Dr. Roberts, you heard the question or the comment that the listener wanted you to talk about. Give us your take on it.
Okay, I don't think that we're in danger of being attacked militarily by anyone. I think what will happen is that countries will gradually reduce the cooperation they give us. They'll just cooperate with us less, and it will become difficult for politicians in America, President Bush, for example, Cheney, Rumsfeld, to travel abroad, because countries will try to use international law to hem us in, and they will be at risk of being picked up and put on trial as war criminals. So these are the more likely things to happen, that the ability of the of a sitting government in America to travel after it's out of power.
You know, that's part of it. That's part of it, Dr. Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Is that something like 35% of Americans ever leave the country in their life, but then most Europeans and others, 90%+ leave their countries. Americans think the U.S. is the whole planet. We're only 300 million people. 4% of the world population had half the wealth. Now we're losing that. You know, Mexico has triple the resources we have, but they're not doing well because they've been corrupt. I don't think Americans realize that when you become corrupt, you lose your economic freedom.
Yes, we're losing a lot here. And keep in mind, too, Alex, that I think we're in danger of having too many bogeymen. If you throw too many bogeymen out at people, they can't tell who the real enemy is. And the real enemy is our government. It's always your own government. It's the founding fathers told us. Your own government is the one that actually has the power over you. And if you let that power get out of hand, then you're dead meat. And that's why they wrote the Constitution. That's why they wrote the Bill of Rights. And if you look at all the trouble they went to restrain a central government that had no power, they couldn't do anything. They had no income tax. And they were still terrified of it and tied it down and tied it down, and all the power was in the states.
And now we have the opposite.
So keep in mind, you don't want too many bogeymen. If it's the Bilderbergs and the Council of Foreign Relations and the Bohemian Grove, and nobody knows where to focus. They give up. They say, good God, there's 10,000 Hunnish armies at every gate. Who do we focus on?
Oh, no, I agree with you. I mean, when I talk about all these different groups, it's really the same crowd to begin with. The neocons are king daddy of all those groups we just mentioned.
The neocons are a different group, and they are like French Jacobins, and they believe they have monopoly on virtue and the right to impose it on everyone, including us, not just on the Iraqis and the Afghans and the North Koreans, but they have the right to impose their view of the world on American citizens, too. And they're our enemy. They are our most deadly enemy because they've got control of our government.
They have
the power. They have the power. The Bilderbergs don't have the power. The neocons have the power.
Well, they're followers of the Strauss, who was
not a Bilderberg.
Who was a big fan. Well, I look at who gives them the contributions and who put them in, and the elite that's trying to set up the world government and the American Union. The American Union was being set up a long time before the neocons came along.
There's not going to be a world government. China's not going to go into it. India's not going to go into it. They have half the people on Earth, those two countries. They're rising powers.
Well,
China's our banker.
The point is, there is a European Union. They are trying to set up an American Union, and China is basically like a Siamese twin tied into the globalist. We'll have to debate this further in the future, though. I mean, clearly we have a corrupt elite in place now, correct?
We have a corrupt elite. Most countries have a corrupt elite, but what we also have is a neocon coup. We have a coup against the Constitution.
I totally agree with you. They've got their afterburners on. Dr. Roberts, thanks for spending time with us.
Focused on them, Alex. They are the enemy. Stay on them.
I do. I talk about them every day. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.